Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. The authorities in Slovenia say they've prevented a large group of refugees from passing through the country by rail from Croatia. A police spokeswoman said a train carrying about 200 people was stopped at a railway station in the Slovenian border town of Dobova. The government in Croatia had earlier said it would not be able to take any more migrants crossing from Serbia, as Guy Delaney reports from the capital Zagreb.
Croatia has now joined Hungary in closing its road borders with Serbia. That cuts off the main land route from northern Europe through to Greece and Turkey. The authorities in Zagreb say they had no choice. More than 10,000 refugees have entered the country since Wednesday, the day after Hungary criminalised unofficial border crossings. Croatia has attempted to take the newcomers to asylum centres, but the overwhelming numbers mean that many people have been left on the streets.
Syrian government forces have launched a series of airstrikes on rebel-held districts. At least 15 people were killed in the town of Busra Asham in Dara province. In the north, activists say that more than 40 people have been killed in air raids on Aleppo over the past 2 days. Further east, reports say that government warplanes launched about a dozen airstrikes on Raqqa, the stronghold of the Islamic State group. World football's governing body, FIFA, says its Secretary-General, Jerome Valk, has been released from his duties until further notice. Some newspapers have published claims he was implicated in a scheme to sell World Cup tickets at considerably more than face value. Richard Conway has the details.
FIFA sources have told the BBC that with the organisation urgently trying to demonstrate it is reforming, Mr. Valk's position was finally considered untenable. In part, the decision to suspend the Frenchman was made due to the claims that have been made, but it was also due to a desire to demonstrate that FIFA now has a zero-tolerance attitude regarding allegations of corruption.
Mr. Valk has denied the allegations. The United States Federal Reserve has decided not to increase its main interest rate, which has been close to zero since the financial crisis 7 years ago. The Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said that unemployment had declined and the US labour market had improved, but inflation remained lower than desired. The BBC's Michelle Fleury in Washington says China's economic slowdown was also a factor in the decision.
You have to look back as far as the Asian crisis of 1998 to think of a time when global events have played such a large role in a rate decision, or at least certainly when you've seen the Fed so vocal about it. But this decision to leave rates on hold actually may be welcomed by those in emerging market economies. Many of them would have faced higher bills because of money they'd borrowed in dollars.
World News from the BBC. The United States car manufacturer General Motors has agreed to pay $900 million to end a criminal inquiry into its failure to recall millions of vehicles with faulty ignition switches. GM admitted failing to disclose the problem, which could shut down engines, disable power brakes, and prevent airbags from working. German police have shot and killed a man they describe as a known Islamic extremist after an officer was stabbed in Berlin. Damien McGuinness reports.
Police were alerted by members of the public who said a man was threatening people with a knife. When officers arrived on the scene, the man attacked and seriously injured one of the officers. She is in hospital in a stable condition. The attacker, Rafiq Youssef, was shot dead. Youssef was convicted by a German court of being a member of a terrorist organisation and of being involved in a plot in 2004 to murder the then Prime Minister of Iraq.
Benin says its president, Thomas Boni Yahi, and his Senegalese counterpart, Macky Sall, will travel to Burkina Faso on Friday to mediate after a coup there. The presidential guard stormed a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, detaining Burkina Faso's interim president and prime minister. State television said a close ally of the former president, Blaise Compaoré, has been named as Burkina Faso's new leader. The president of Guinea-Bissau has appointed a new prime minister, the third in a month, to try to resolve the country's political crisis. Carlos Correa has already served as prime minister 3 times. The country's been in political turmoil since President José Mario Vaz sacked the government last month. 6 Mexican tourists who were injured in an attack by the Egyptian army after being mistaken for militants are on their way home. 8 other Mexicans were killed in the attack when the group stopped for a picnic in the western desert. BBC News.